climate change, says Dr. Wendy Ring, is bad for our health.
There are health effects from exposure to extreme heat. There are effects on our food, both food poisoning, bacterial, and from the toxins from harmful algae blooms. Also, when we have crop failures, food prices go up, and that puts a lot of people in nutritional jeopardy. There are effects on the air, increased ozone, fine particulates from wildfire smoke, elevated pollen levels, reduced indoor air quality from mold after flooding, dust storms, and the things that they carry with them, like valley fever. We have effects on our drinking water with bacterial contamination, concentration of pollutants like nitrates during drought. And then we have the spread of infections, West Nile virus, dengue fever, meningitis, possibly tuberculosis. It just goes on and on. I mean, it's truly horrific.
For all these reasons and more, Ring says climate change has more than earned its designation as the biggest public health problem of the 21st century. A family practice doctor from Humboldt County and a longtime member of Physicians for Social Responsibility, Ring has been on the road much of this year to spread this message, which she brings to Santa Rosa on Friday.
Talking about health consequences is one of the best ways to get people to really understand the threat of climate change. Doctors spend most of our time talking to people, and so we're very good at taking this kind of information and translating it into language that ordinary people can understand. So that's what I do.
But the capacity of our existing health systems to provide treatment, even when we know what to do, threatens to be overwhelmed by the scale of future climate-driven health problems, Ring warns.
We'll never have the ability to maintain a level of capacity for actual health care that would take care of large epidemics and outbreaks. Even when we have surge capacity in hospitals, that's meant to last maybe 72 hours before help comes from some other community. But if we're all having a problem, then help doesn't come. There's really not a way that we're going to be able to heal people from these kinds of health problems in the numbers in which they're projected to occur.
So her activism, which is being shared by other physicians around the country, is aimed at creating a consensus that action is needed right away. That means moving past mere acceptance that climate change is, in fact, happening.
The next question is, can we just adapt to this? Do we have to do anything? And how much money is it worth to spend? Why is it worth it to do that? And that's really what I'm addressing now, is to try to help people understand the absolute importance of doing something now and how much it will cost if we don't. Because we're going to pay. It's a question of paying now or paying later.
This approach works, Ring adds, because health is personal.
I look at it like a chronic disease, like diabetes, for example. You can't make diabetes go away, but there's a huge difference in outcome between treatment and no treatment. For most of us, it's just a way of taking something that is abstract and so terrifying that we'd rather not look at it and bringing it down to a level where it's easier to take in and understand. It just helps people get it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.